Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, Jeff Cesario and the news are coming up. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Cyber criminals are using COVID-19 to scam people who lost their job or reduced their hours with phishing emails and fake websites promising financial support while stealing their info. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet, and instant cyber criminals could harm your finances and credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number, for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. So protect yourself with LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com, promo code Adam. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Adam for 25% off.
It's time for Nicaraguan Name That Movie with Adam's buddy, Oswaldo. See if you can guess which movie this famous line is from.
Terminate. We stream prejudice.
If you said Apocalypse Now.
Terminate with extreme prejudice.
You're correct. Now, back to the show.
Jeff Cesario has joined us. I don't have his bio sheet, so I'll let him provide his own plugs.
Well, let me tell you right now, the savior today is honey-baked ham. Keep me out of the kitchen, baby.
Yeah, it is Easter, and people are getting in a honey-baked ham. I don't know where you guys are at with the honey-baked ham. I enjoy it. I find that it dominates the plate. You know,
I don't know that I've ever had one.
You never had a honey baked ham?
Oh, no. Brian.
I've had ham, of course, but I don't know if I've ever had
one. Yeah, grab one today on the way home.
I mean, they're popular for a reason, I
assume. Well, there's sandwiches at the honey baked ham store.
Oh, yeah.
Second
to none.
All right.
How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm good. I'm had about a pound of ham and 700 gallons of water. I feel great.
Now, do you do the honey mustard with that?
No. Just do straight ham, some scalloped potatoes, which apparently have fallen so far down the pecking order, you can only get them at Ralph's. Gelson's won't even touch them. And then I make some green beans, and then we're just about happy with that. Some of those Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, and you're killing me.
And we're done. And Brian, I understand the potential reticence. And Adam, with how do you do it? Does it dominate the plate? But when you're sitting there and you realize, I have spent 8 minutes in the kitchen today, that the ham tastes phenomenal.
I mean, I don't doubt the quality or the deliciousness. I haven't had the opportunity. But it turns out there's one in Culver City that maybe honey baked ham's in my future.
That's a good one.
You know, when we went to a friend's for Thanksgiving this year, and you know, because we did like the outdoor whatever, and then Andy and I drove to Arizona the next day, she gave us the rest of the honey baked ham for car ham.
Yeah.
And I really highly recommend car ham.
Yeah.
I'm the only ham in our car. Come on.
Wait, there's one in Glendale? What are we not doing eating honey baked ham?
There's a nice one in Toluca Lake, too.
I can see Gina's fiance driving to Flagstaff going, how about a little car ham? Hold it. Let me finish.
I got the bag right here. You want the ham?
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Oh, sure.
Jeff, what are you working on? The album, by the way, What Was I Thinking, is available now on Pandora, Spotify, and anywhere else you get music, I should say. Play With Pain with Chet Waterhouse, available on Apple Podcasts as well. Are you writing every day? Are you working on projects?
I am right now. I got two things we're doing. The first is a ton of fun, which is the simulcasts of ball games that we're doing on the Stereo app, myself and Adam Felber, who plays a rotating cast of characters for basketball. He's Bodie Wise, who is higher than Bill Walton and just on pot as we open the broadcast. For golf, he does Trevor Longwad, a classic British, helped win the Ryder Cup a couple of years. And for baseball, he's Tommy Ginch Henderson. So he does characters, and we just go on the Stereo app and call a game. All we got to do is delay about 20 seconds, and then people are right in the pocket with us. And that has been sort of an easygoing blast. And then I'm working on a spec film script that I like a lot, an animated script about a dog and a little girl. It's cute. It's hilarious, actually. So
do you see the world? Do you see a world where you go out and hit the road and do some dates coming in the near future?
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping to book maybe some fall dates. Maybe I can build a little something around Minneapolis, maybe Milwaukee, something like that, a little upper Midwest to start. And, you know, knock on wood, all the facts and figures will hold. And you know, the young people will get sick and I can get in there and do my thing.
God willing.
Have you got your shot yet, Jeff?
Got them both. Yeah. My wife and I got them. We were essentially considered medical caretakers for my daughter. So we were able to get shots early.
My caretaker thing's a real thing. Like Christy got hers that way because, you know, she's taking care of me essentially.
That's ironic. Exactly. Christy could get it because she takes care of you, but you couldn't get it because your number hadn't come up yet.
Worse.
But now everyone has it now. Gina got her second. Mm-hmm. Brian's got second, right? Jeff's got a second. A
couple of days ago.
Yeah. We'll be back soon.
I was talking to Mike August over the weekend. He was at the CVS getting his shot, waiting, I guess, the 15 minutes they make you wait after you get the shot before you leave.
I had a drive-through one in Hollywood that made you park your car and wait.
Mine was much more apocalyptic. It's all done in a garage with all military, and you have to sit in this line of chairs, and the military walks up and down and waits because you have it written on your bracelet what time you're allowed to stand up out of your chair.
And it's just they want to give you 15 minutes so they know you don't collapse or something. Mm-hmm. But they let you drive out of there. It's not like when you go to the dentist and you get oral surgery and you have to have someone pick you up or something like that, right?
August, he did have to give the nurse a development deal. But he did get a shot. So that helps.
I could not. Mike, trying to talk to Mike on a cell phone is amongst the worst things you'll ever participate in. And I've been to funerals. I've seen it all. I've loved and lost. Attempting to talk to Mike on a cell phone there's always so much static and there's so much noise. And it would be fine if he would cop to it, you know?
But
he picks up the phone and it sounds like a guy's hung his head out of a fighter jet at Mach 7. And then you go, Mike, I can barely hear you. And he goes, oh, yeah, there's a water wheel up the street. And it makes a sound. And I go, Mike, that's not what I'm hearing. And then he'll go, oh, some kid just went by in one of those zipper scooters. And I'll go, Mike, this sounds like a blizzard is going on. And then he'll pick something. Oh, yeah, someone turned the sprinklers on. My neighbor did. It's probably, there's something, I'm looking at Chris, because he has to talk to Mike a lot, too. There's something going on.
There's always something. It's always cutting out. It's inaudible. You can't understand what he's saying.
And he literally threw a switch, which was, for the past decade, when I would talk to Mike on the phone, his dogs would bark into the phone. I don't mean bark in the room. I mean into the phone. His dogs would go nuts and just bark and bark and bark and bark. At some point, he threw a switch. He just went, dogs, done. Kids, scream your ass off the second this phone rings. And there's no dogs now. But we never got any grace period whatsoever where there was like no dogs and no kids. Nope. It just flipped the switch and then went to kids. And now his kids just scream while he sits there. And he's never bothered by it. He doesn't acknowledge it. He doesn't know what's going on.
It's as if he's standing in like a ball pit with just
right. That's what it sounds like.
After his last appearance on this show, when he described in detail his bad beat in Division II football gambling, I got multiple tweets the next day that he was wrong about most, if not all, the details. It wasn't the quarterback. It wasn't he didn't run it into the end zone. Multiple details, but what he got wrong. And my reply was, no, you know what it's like to communicate with him.
Right. Yes.
He has a special agent filter on his phone. He just clicks that and then there's distractions.
But every once in a while, like a shooting star, Adam gets to be on the phone with him when he pulls to the shoulder of a freeway and beats a guy's ass on the phone.
Yes.
Wow.
On the way to a prenatal. No. His child was born prematurely, so he had to take a class on life-saving measures,
right,
or they wouldn't let the child come home, so he had to be able to perform chest compressions or Heimlichs, right, or whatever it is. He was on his way to get certified at that class in his car when he told me, hold on, put the phone down, got out of the car, fought a guy on a freeway on-ramp, and then got back in the car, not out of breath either. And I said, what happened?
Wow.
Some asshole punched my hood. So I just took care of him. I said, homeless guy? I don't know. Just came up the freeway embankment, punched my car. So I got out and I punched him.
Wow.
And
same amount of hand sanitizer, no matter
right,
who it is.
Yeah. Did you say what school reached out to him, Expo?
So one of the teams, they're talking about Sacred Heart, the Division II football team, and they heard the podcast, and they were so happy that they contacted Mike and hooked him up with some swag.
Oh, that's great.
He'll wear it, too.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
We'll see him wearing it.
All right. So, Jeff, sorry.
Yes, sir.
We got Chet Waterhouse. We got the news. We got plenty of stuff to do. You want to roll into some Chet Waterhouse?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
The Sports with Chet Waterhouse.
Oh, time for the Waterhouse Update, brought to you by Fluow, Hawaii's strongest cold medicine. NCAA hoops. Heavily favored Gonzaga needed overtime and a miracle shot at the buzzer to beat UCLA. Said Bruins coach Mick Cronin, that's it. I'm getting me one of those Jesuit schools. Baylor spanked Arkansas like a white trash mama, nailing her kid at Walmart for spilling the giant bag of Cheetos she already opened before she actually bought it. Women's semis. Arizona won, and Coach Adia Barnes flipped the bird to critics. Said Barnes, if we win the title, I'm doing a Scarface tribute. That item brought to you by AutoZone. Find out what you ought to do from the know-it-alls at AutoZone. America's pastime? No, not tossing around the word filibuster like you know what it means. Baseball! Dodgers-Rockies game. A gray cat bolted onto the field and halted play for 10 minutes. The cat was sent by Commissioner Rob Manfred, who worried the game was moving too quickly. All-Star game moved out of Atlanta over Georgia's new restrictive voting laws, said Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. Shouldn't you at least vote on that? That item sponsored by Colonoscopies. Get a souvenir every exam with Colonoscopies. NBA, Brooklyn, like a car salesman with a primo meth dealer. They just keep coming at you. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 1989. The place, Seattle, Washington. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar plays his last NBA game ever. Yeah, great. Have fun in retirement. Bye. Said every other center in the NBA. This Waterhouse Update brought to you by Lamped Up, the only lamp store with an espresso bar. Flip your switch at Lamped Up. If you want more of me this week, later today, I'm calling Scootocross, which is like motocross, but slower and whinier. And then for real, I'm simulcasting the NCAA Hoops Final between Gonzaga and Baylor on the Stereo app with my color man, 7-year NBA veteran and party pro, Bodie Wise, who makes Bill Walton look like Mike Pence. Download the Stereo app. Watch the game on CBS, but catch our call. Sponsored by Unwitting Glee. For Glee Club music, that's actually pretty good. Try Unwitting Glee. This is Chet Waterhouse. House reminding you to play with pain.
Chet Waterhouse Sports.
Always delivers, always ready, and some of the funniest references ever. I was thinking about sports. There must be, I think it's the zeitgeist because it's kind of the time we're looking at. I don't sit around and watch sports all day, but I will watch ESPN at night and do the Sports Center, whatever. There is probably a 212% uptick in coverage of women's sports. There's a lot more. If you would have looked at ESPN Sports Center 4 years ago, it's maybe if someone, you know, hit a home run in girls softball and it bounced off the person's head like Jose Canseco or something. So they didn't cover it at all.
They'll throw like a bone to like top 10 plays. You'll see one from like a ball game.
But seems to be a lot of coverage these days. And also, could we not, because it was in the top 10. I love the top 10 plays. The top 10 plays are pretty damn exciting. It'll be a UFC guy who throws a flying scissor kick and knocks a guy out cold. There'll be the, you know, there'll be the one where the guy takes the home run away and goes through the wall. You know, like there's great stuff. No more lacrosse. No more lacrosse. First off, I don't even know who has the lacrosse ball. No. We can't tell. It's in a basket. It's hidden in a basket. Secondly, it's kind of weird seeing somebody running because they're not dribbling and they're not skating and they're not doing anything. They all look like they're sort of traveling. And then they show the guy running around with the wicker basket on the end of the stick and he's running. And then he gets like 4 feet in front of the goalie and then he just wings it over his shoulder and the little hard ball goes in and it's, you know, top 10, whatever. And it's like, first off, I feel like I could have done that anytime from age 11 to age 49. Number one. Number two, the top 10 play would be if the goalie actually stopped the ball.
That'd be amazing.
You run at the guy with the basket, the ball, and you just wing it at him. The guy's just standing there in shorts. You know, it's like, I'm surprised it's not. That would be the top 10 play if the guy actually stopped the ball.
Yeah. Adam, let me tell you, the way it's exciting, I'm calling it in a couple of weeks out there in Rapid City, South Dakota, La Crisscross. Mm. It's two lacrosse games happening perpendicular to each other at the same time. Man, oh, man, oh, man. What kind of bloody fun is that?
And the halftime show is going to be the band that wears their pants backwards.
Crisscross.
All right. Or the guy sings Sailing.
Christopher Cross.
Well, he's got to go by Chris Cross to his friends, right?
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you about Upstart.com. Paying off debt can feel like an uphill battle. High interest rates keep you in an endless cycle. Upstart, fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan, all online. Whether you're paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people use Upstart to keep it simple. With a fixed monthly rate, Upstart looks at more than just your credit score, like income and employment history, to offer smarter rates with trusted partners. In 5 minutes online, you can see your rate upfront for loans between $1,000 and $50,000, and you can get funds as fast as 1 business day after acceptance. It's Upstart, right, Dawson?
Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/Adam. That's upstart.com/Adam. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know that we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit income and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/Adam.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do the news with Jeff and company right after this.
Give me the news with Grant. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gino Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden, Kamala. Meet news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Real quick before we start, Adam, I have a question for you specifically. I'd love everyone's thoughts, but because there are two things that you seem to like, and we're right here with the holidays of Easter and Passover, something the Passover Seder plate is pretty bad. You know, you got your, depending on what you're into, you got your gefilte fish and your charoset and your matzah and your bitter herb and your salt water and the whole vibe. But something that is always on the Seder plate that I cannot abide by, I can't smell it, I can't look at it, but it's two ingredients that you really like, but they're combined. How do you feel about that ultra neon purple beet horseradish?
Mm.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah, I think I... Well,
you put it on gefilte fish.
I've had the kind of Armo version of it, the horseradish that you get at Zanku. Is it anything close to those weird sticks?
It's way more... The beet horseradish way more bitter than sour, with the Zanku pickled.
Yeah.
How bad is gefilte fish that you have to put beet horseradish on it just to get it down?
I grew up with gefilte fish, so I don't think it's as disgusting as everyone else, but it's, you know, you don't think about it, just eat it. But with the purple horseradish on top.
What an endorsement.
Well, trust me, it's not an endorsement. It's something
Is that what the waiter says right before he leaves the table? Don't think about it, just eat it.
I just figured since it's beets and horseradish, and you love both, if you'd ever had the beet horseradish,
I do love them. I do love them both. I was kind of thinking about my grandfather was a poor Jew in North Hollywood, so he had his kind of mac and cheese, top ramen, kind of poor guy version, but a Jewish version, and he used to take matzah, sprinkle Parmesan cheese on it, and put it in the toaster oven. It was like crisp. Yeah. It would get a little bit browned on the top, and the Parmesan back. Kraft Parmesan, that green container with the weird
cheese
twist thing.
Yep.
It would just, that stuff just went on everything the time.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking back on it. He would make that. It was pretty satisfying. You know what I also like? I haven't had it in a million years. Didn't they have onion or like egg onion matzah?
It's called egg and onion, and it's delicious.
It's goddamn delicious.
Mm-hmm. It'll back you up, but it's really good.
It's got to be. I mean, it's carbs, but it's, you know, 3/16 thick. It can't be bundles of carbs.
Yeah, it's unleavened carbs.
Compared to the plate she just described, that sounds like heaven.
Oh, and don't forget the shank bone. Okay, so Chet mentioned this in his report, but let's do just a teeny bit of a deeper dive. Georgia has felt the first backlash of its new law restricting.
I want to say this. I've always, it's in one of my books, but, you know, Jews, you know, they eat the tongue, they eat the gefilte fish, they eat all the insane things we'd never go through or to. They're a very safe person. Like, I would bet you per capita, less Jews ride motorcycles. But when it comes to eating, they're fucking Evel Knievel. Like, my grandfather loved the gizzards and the tongues and all the shit that the guys who ride Harleys would never get near.
Yep.
They fucking ate it all up gladly.
And do you know what was always on a giant silver serving dish at the Kiddush, which is like the luncheon after the synagogue service? And I've never tasted it. And I looked at it my entire life. A giant plate of creamy pickled herring.
Oh,
boy. Yeah.
No,
I've never tasted it. But you know what? We're on the run a lot. We eat what we can get our hands on.
Adam, to answer your question, according to the nutrition facts, one matzah of egg and onion matzah, I don't know what a matzah is. Like, has between 17 and 26 carbs. So that is a shit ton.
What would one hamburger bun have, for instance?
Probably about 12 or 14.
It's so interesting that the matzah is literally 3/32 thick. It's like
to use your carpentry imagery, maybe it's because it's almost like a particle board, like it's so packed tight.
Yeah,
as opposed to a fluffy, airy hamburger bun.
It's pressed together from other horrible ingredients.
Right.
Yes. Hamburger bun's gonna have more, probably in the 20s. I mean, comparable, but a little more.
But if you're going to get your carbs, you'd probably rather have your hamburger bun. All right, sorry. Go ahead,
Gene. Georgia has felt the first backlash from its new law restricting voting rights. Major League Baseball has pulled its annual All-Star Game and amateur draft from Atlanta. This is what Commissioner Rob Manfred says following a week of consulting 30 clubs and players, former, current. He says, "I have decided that the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star Game and MLB draft. Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box. We proudly use our platform to encourage baseball fans and communities throughout our country to perform their civic duty and actively participate in the voting process." No announcement yet on the new location.
Well,
it's like 2.5 months away.
There's a lot. They're going to have to pick it very carefully because a lot of states have more restrictive voting including New York, than Atlanta. So they're going to get lambasted if they pick a place that ironically has more restrictive voting.
Milwaukee, because it's a Henry Aaron tribute this year. Supposed
right.
to be.
Oh.
So if you pick Milwaukee, at least you can overcome it with heartwarming PR.
Right.
Well, and to your point earlier about are we all just asleep? I don't think it matters if they have more restrictions. I think it matters if we know about them. So this was hot news, so they can't touch it.
Optics.
But, yeah, exactly. We don't know what's going on in other states.
I just say I had no idea there was much more to the story.
No, they. I heard the Georgia governor talking, and he was like, well, Major League Baseball's in New York City, and New York City has more restrictive voting laws than we do, than this bill.
Like what did he say?
Like
I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, there's certain things like New York City, you can only vote 14 days out, whereas like Atlanta, Georgia, you can vote 17 days before, so they have a longer period. Something up,
another
I don't know,
one
Dawson
in New York
knows.
Is that you need to have a legitimate reason to get a mail-in ballot in Georgia under the new law. You don't need a reason. You just need your ID to use it. So they'll send you the ballot. No problem. You just need your ID. That's the only thing that's really. Wow. And the reason why these laws aren't going to change in New York or Delaware is because those are already firmly Democratic states. And if they open it up, then they have a chance of losing. So.
But it's a new world order. Like you can't give people water when they're waiting in line.
Right.
That's all. That's mostly bullshit. First off, bring your
that's
own fucking water. Yeah. Number one, you can bring them water. You cannot be for Biden or for Trump or for you cannot be in the political field and then go to people in line and give them.
It's already a law. It's called electioneering.
Right. So that's bogus. And then when Biden was like, these things close at 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock, most people are coming home from work. They're closing early at 5. It closes at 7. It doesn't close at 5. It's just a big campaign. And I've listened to it. I've heard both sides. It's much ado about nothing, but yeah. Everyone just went in on it, and Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola and Delta, they all just went in.
Well, how's
those
that going to work with Coca-Cola?
Companies.
Yeah, that's Atlanta. That is Atlanta, is Coca-Cola.
Well,
that's their big factory museum.
I know. I've been to the Coca-Cola Museum.
And you get to taste the flavors of the world.
Yeah, I know. It's the new world order. It's like everything is politicized. Everyone's going nuts about everything.
Yeah, I love the overcompensation too. If they get this, they're coming for everything. They're coming for your this, and they're coming. You go, gee, could you just point out what your law says and what other laws say?
Well,
and
then we'll- also, I think I've heard stats like 96% of people who live in Atlanta or Georgia have IDs. Like what are we still arguing over the whole ID for? Here's the deal. Show your ID when you vote. If you don't have an ID, let's work on getting you an ID. Because you cannot function in this society without an ID, especially we're talking about travel IDs and pandemic IDs and vaccine IDs.
Everyone's got to get the real ID.
Everyone's got to get the real global ID. Well, if there is a problem with people not possessing IDs, then all of our conversations and money should be shifted to getting these people IDs, since it's totally impossible to function without an ID. So this thing is like, show your ID, fine. Be able to vote in advance or be able to mail it in, fine. We don't need to expand it over 4 months or 3 weeks or whatever. Let's just have voting day. Go in and vote. If you're at home or you're veteran or you're abroad or whatever, then mail it in.
You're abroad, not abroad.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry.
The only other one I could think of off the top of my head was not being able to vote on Sundays, which I, as I understand it, affects the Black community because there's a big voting after church component in Southern states that I hadn't been aware of before that.
Well, here's the whole thing about voting. I mean, I look at it like, I don't look at it as any different than having water in line when you're voting. There's a little calorie burn, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to have to drive somewhere or go somewhere on a Saturday or present something. That's part of life. If it's that important, there should be some calories burnt. You have to participate. You know, it's like, you know, it's like I always used to tell Drew, it's not very analogous, but we used to do shows all over the country and we'd go to colleges and and if it was free, the audiences always sucked. I'd always say, right, charge them $5. Give them a little skin in the game. So I get it, but I mean, let's stop treating black people like they're children. They can just go vote on a Saturday or show their ID. Let's not, it's so insulting and it's kind of racist. My point is just go vote. You can figure it out. You can do it. You don't have to do it every 10 minutes. And I think we're all capable of doing it. All right. That's my discussion on that.
Well, somebody who's been out of the news for a little bit is back in the news, not Cuomo this time, but Armie Hammer. So we know that this has been super weird. And here's another one. A woman has accused him of violently raping her for 4 hours said she feared that the actor was going to kill her, according to Insider.com. So during a recent press conference, she's 24 now. She identified herself as Effie, alleged Hammer physically abused and sexually assaulted her over the course of their 4-year relationship. So she was, I guess, 20 then. She said on April 24th, 2017, Armie Hammer violently raped her for 4 hours in Los Angeles, during which he repeatedly slapped her head against a wall, bruising her face, among other acts of violence. Effie also alleged Hammer injured her feet during the attack so she wouldn't be able to escape.
Hobbled her.
Wow.
Like misery.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates.
Hammer's attorney denied the allegations in an email. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, we're all so weird because we're so aesthetic. You know what I mean? So it's like when you see Armie Hammer, you go, come on, look at him. Yeah, what are you doing?
Boyish charm.
Then you look at Joey Buttafuoco and go, that piece of shit. Look at him. Look what he does. Look what he does. It's cockroaches and butterflies, you know? And I think we all get kind of sucked into that, but especially, it's also interesting how we treat male sexuality, because when you see the Dean Martin type, you go, oh, that guy, he loves it. But you can't picture Anthony Fauci fucking or nebbishy guys or whatever. Mm-mm. Oftentimes hornier.
Woody Allen.
Right. You go, that guy doesn't want to need any sex. He doesn't want sex. All guys are equally horny. The good looking guys pull it off with a little more regularity than the nebbishy guys. But in their heart is a horn dog. Wow. That's crazy.
Well, you know the old saying, the heart wants what the dick wants.
That's right. Boy, this is not good.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like when we remember before, and rightly so, we're like, it's weird, but has he actually hurt anybody? He's just talking about wanting to eat their ribs. But now it's getting serious.
4-hour raping is a lot.
Yeah, was he?
I feel like I'd have to hydrate some point. I can get some Pedialyte in me, sweetie. Let's take a break. Sorry.
Yeah. So things are opening up, fingers crossed, here in L.A. County. We are moving into the orange tier, thank you very much, which is our state's COVID color system.
I thought this was still the Armie Hammer story.
Let me just give you a really quick rundown of what that means for us and whatever state you're listening from, you'll be able to identify with what we're about to do. Bars will be allowed to open outdoors only, but customer visits are limited to 90 minutes.
Can I tell you, out of a movie, went into the cafe that's by my house, which I've told you guys before, they put everyone outside, but on Sundays they have the what was Black Lives Matter and now it's all lives and Chinese lives and every other life, and they sit there with a sign on the sidewalk and it says honk if you support Black Lives Matter, whatever. Oh. And people honk and some people lean on it and go all the way. And they moved everyone out in the parking lot, so you're literally 9 feet away from every single car going down Foothill Boulevard, just honking the entire... I mean, how annoying would brunch be if you're in a parking lot and everyone just kept honking? They just kept honking their horn. So we walked in, and I said, can we sit inside? And they went, no, that's all full up. It's not full up. It's sparsely
every other,
full.
Yeah.
The right. So go sit out in the parking lot and listen to the horns honking. Sorry.
Yeah, like you said, restaurants capacity half. Fitness centers can increase indoor capacity from 10% to 25%. Movie theaters can increase from 25 to 50. And grocery stores, which I didn't really realize there still was, can increase to 75%. But I haven't seen anyone waiting outside in a grocery store line in months. Hair salons, barbershops, they can increase to 75% with masks. And youth and adult recreation can apply to the LA County Department of Public Health for approval of athletic events.
Oh, that's right. We love you.
The groveling begins.
Yes. Yeah.
But on the other side of this coin, I wanted to pair these stories together because I don't think we've talked about it. A group of parents, and I wonder if Mark knows anything about this, Garagus, a group of parents frustrated about reopening classrooms in LA County, they are suing the Los Angeles Unified School District and the local teachers union. So the Daily News reports that the lawsuit alleges that LAUSD breached its responsibility to act in the best interest of students by allowing the teachers union to dictate when the schools should reopen. Timothy Snowball, he's the attorney for the plaintiffs. He said in an interview that UTLA, which is the teachers union, used students as a bargaining chip by refusing to have its members return to campus sooner in order to try and advance the union's own agenda. For example, the complaint alleges that during negotiations with the district about reopening the schools, the union wanted other issues addressed, such as defunding the police. Although students are scheduled to return soon, as we just talked about, Snowball said parents are worried UTLA will renege on the deal and they won't offer the kind of in-person instruction full time that they want. Instead, it's still the hybrid learning. But this is like punitive for, you know, this is like a back pay situation.
I don't know. Do we need these unions that are comprised of people that are paid by the city and the state? It just, I feel like we're held hostage to them. Like if you want a union and it's the supermarket or something, or the Teamsters or something, seems scary that they can just do, they can go completely cowboy and there's nothing we can do about it. They've been closed down. My kids have been at home for well over a year now. When they go back 2 days a week for half days. So they're barely going back. And you got the governor, you got the CDC, you have everyone going, it's safe to go back to school, but we're held hostage by the fucking corrupt teachers unions who are going, yeah, well, we decided no. And that's it. There's no, well, I'm going to go build my own school and staff it with other teachers who aren't unionized. We're just fucked because they get to do whatever the fuck they want. Ugh. Yuck.
But I thought you'd be in a place that's way too litigious. I thought you'd be interested in this lawsuit, which is the parents taking on the teachers union.
Well, I hate that we are so litigious, but if you're going to fuck everyone's shit up, then get sued. Fine. Good. Go after them. I ran into Mark Garagus walking through the neighborhood today. He's always walking and talking. He's always on the phone. He's always doing business, and he was just chugging along. Love seeing that dude. I sent him a clip. Maybe we'll get into it tomorrow. He's got thoughts about the whole Floyd. He's got George Floyd. Yeah, he's got the whole. He's got a lot of thoughts about the George Floyd
trial
going on. So maybe we'll bring him in for an update or
I'd
something
be
like that.
Very interested in what his thoughts are on that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do one more.
Okay. Well, if we're going to do one more, then let's do Ted Nugent. He said the name of his upcoming album is Handsome Devil, and it came from something Trump said at a campaign rally last year. In an appearance on the Bowling with Favre podcast, we've had them on, Nugent explained that during rallies in his home state of Michigan, Nugent says, Trump would always acknowledge me. He'd go, where's that Ted Nugent? Well, there he is. Ted, we're so glad you're here. You know you're a handsome devil. Nugent added that the album, which hasn't been recorded yet, will feature an audio clip of the former president saying he's a handsome devil. But it's
rock and
kind
roll!
Of- It's kind of an excuse to play this clip from the same interview that I couldn't resist. Here's Ted talking sort of extemporaneously about his thoughts on gun rights and referring to the time he debated Piers Morgan. I think this was about 10 years ago. Here you go.
I breathe fire because I'm in the heat of battle. I've been in the heat of battle since the 1960s when they attacked me for carrying a gun and killing deer. So I developed a punchback, a shootback method of evidence delivery that they're scared to death of me now. You watch what I did to Piers Morgan. I ripped his head off and ate his family tree and shit sawdust in his face. You fuck with me and I will fucking rip your head clean off with evidence and facts and logic. And that's what I do because I was thrust into this thing called the culture war before it was a culture war. Yeah. And I see that they hate all the good stuff.
Should a guy who shit his pants to avoid the draft really be talking about it in the heat of battle?
Did he?
We're all about respecting the troops. Don't take a knee. Respect the troops. How fucking disrespectful is that?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait,
explain.
Comparing yourself to being in the heat of battle, like when fucking Kellen Winslow's like, I'm a soldier. It's like, no, you play fucking football.
Oh, I thought there was some story about him trying to get out of Vietnam.
That's what I thought, too.
Wait, didn't he tell that story on our podcast?
What was that one? He deliberately failed his draft physical by taking drugs, eating nothing but junk food for days, and then defecating and urinating in his pants.
Oh, good. Good then. Good call.
The draft dodge.
Good. Yeah, then he shouldn't.
Oh!
I forgot that fucking story.
I enjoyed him on our show. He's a nice enough guy, but
he's a great guest.
Let's not call yourself in the heat of fucking battle.
Yeah, I'm
good
not
call,
sure.
Brian.
Good call. Good pull. Sorry.
I'd punch down and wait either on Piers Morgan. I mean, you know, Piers can be pithy, I'm guessing. But, for Ted Nugent to go, I ripped his head off. You go, well, it's Piers Morgan. Didn't he host, like, I don't know, like Entertainment Tonight or something? But geez, you know, he's not a vicious attack dog.
Piers is sort of the UK's Bill Maher in that he doesn't just stay one party line. He kind of goes all over the place. You know, he's pretty progressive in certain things. But he's kind of conservative and other things. Like, you really don't know what his answer is going to be to any question, which I kind of like. You have an update to Ted's draft story?
Yeah, in 2018, he went on Rogan and denied that story, saying he just invented it for his and his band's amusement.
Well, that's worse then. Now you're lying.
Yeah.
We don't know if you really...
I only know to believe Ted. I didn't make the story up.
No, that's good.
Considering the source.
Now it makes you call into question whether he actually shit down Piers Morgan's neck.
Right.
I'm the evidence of this.
Here's the big headline to me. The album's not recorded yet.
That's my favorite part.
That was buried in the center of that whole
thing. Why even talk about an album that's not recorded yet?
Because who's a better hype man than Ted Nugent?
Ted does love Ted.
Oh, yeah. Do you think
Big fan.
Do you think he gets tons of residuals? Do you think he's...
From Damn Yankees?
Did he write any of those songs?
Well, I mean, Ted Nugent was a huge rock star way before Damn Yankees. I mean, he had stuff going back to the 60s. And then he had all his Scream Dreams stuff, his Stranglehold.
If he has publishing rights, then I'm sure he's pretty well taken care of.
By the way, Stranglehold probably doesn't age very well because...
Oh, God. No.
It's a good riff, though.
It is.
It belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, is he not
just
in there?
For this. Just for this.
Just no, for this not. Riff, just for right? This. Yeah, this is a killer riff. But listen to the lyrics. Ted's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
That's what never be. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
See my head moving?
Yeah.
Ever see a move when I was at one of your shows?
Not like that. Right,
right.
Here I come again now, baby. Like a dog in heat. Tell it to me by the clamor now, baby. I'd like a tapestry. Now I've been smoking for so long. You know I'm here to stay. Got you in a stranglehold, baby. You best get out of the way.
All right.
He's credited as a songwriter, a co-writer of some pretty big hits, including High Enough, Cat Scratch Fever. He's doing fine.
So he's doing all right.
He runs the children's camp out of his ranch.
Probably not a big money maker, but
I was going to say, he has to fund that somehow.
Doesn't he say you have you in a stranglehold, baby, and I'm punching you in your face at a certain point?
He changes it up as he goes on in the song. We'll pull up the lyrics and see if we find where that is.
Again,
diplomatic answer. Well, he changes it up, you know. Here
I know. Sometimes.
I think he gets into that line at some point, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I got you in a stranglehold, baby. That night I crushed your face.
There you go.
Yeah. See? Not funny.
Could be a picture of her face.
Mm-hmm.
Crumpled it up.
Well, we started the show by playing songs you couldn't play anymore.
Indeed. Full circle.
All right. Let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, last but not least, there is Geico. Do you own, do you rent your home? We do one or the other, and now you want to bundle it up with your automotive policy at geico.com. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners and renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because we already have so much to do. This just makes it that much easier. So you go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save when you go to geico.com and get your bundle rolling at geico.com. Nashville Zanies, April 14th. It's probably sold out, or it's almost sold out. I don't know. I'll talk to Mike, but I think it's sold out. Shows going on all over the place. Appleton, Wisconsin, Golden, Colorado, Royal Oak, Michigan, Kansas City, Missouri. Just go to Corolla.com. Say hi to Jeff Cesario and listen to his stand-up album, What Was I Thinking? It's available on Pandora, Spotify, and anywhere else you get music and the podcast. Play with Pain with Chet Waterhouse, available on Apple Podcasts as well. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Jeff Cesario and Gina Grad and Paul Ryan saying mahalo.
Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Find him on Facebook and Instagram at Adam Carolla as well. Gina Grad does a podcast with Teresa Strasser. It's called Easy Listening. You should check it out. Paul Bryan has a podcast called The Film Vault that is also available everywhere you get podcasts. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and pick up all of Adam's stuff, tickets, books, movies, and more at adamcarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.